Welcome back to Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. Boy, do we have a panel for you today.
The industry's screenwriting experts.
A panel of new voices in Hollywood.
The costumes are a character.
Fuck, marry, kill. Wide shot, two shot, close up.
This is
Artists
on Artists.
On Artists.
On Artists.
Do you know why they call it show business? I always wondered that. Welcome back to Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists. Boy, do we have a special show for you.com. That's right, today we're talking to viral internet creators, and we're gonna ask them how they're shaking up Hollywood.
Much like disease, people can go viral, and these people have.
And with that, let's get into it.
Okay, so should we just go around and say our name and what we're viral for?
Yeah, word. Let's do it.
I think that's best, yes.
Okay, I'll start.
Should we say views? Should we say views?
Yes. Okay, so my name is Violet Jacobs. I go viral for coronavirus parody songs, and my biggest video has 600 million views.
That's an ambitious number.
Thank you.
My name is Iris Judlow, and I went viral on TikTok for yelling at a Petco employee.
How many views? How many views was that?
In the last 2 weeks, it's gotten about 10 million views, and I've also been on Good Morning America.
Awesome. My name is Kyler, aka Chuglord. I went viral for making chug videos. I can drink pretty much everything that's liquid. And I'm also currently transitioning into pranking my grandma. And my newest video, Grandma Thinks That I'm Dead, it actually got 800 million views.
And it deserves it. That's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Hi, I'm Fonse. I did a little video and taught everybody how to do the splits in 5 minutes, and it went viral. I say something around a billion kajillion views. So happy to be here.
Can you say your name again? Was it Francais or Fancy?
I'm Francais is my name.
So like France?
No, it's Francais.
I've been to France 3 times.
Oh, oui, oui. I am not from France.
Where are you from?
London.
That's such a wild accent you have.
Oui.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sorry, just a little nervous. My name is Peter Desmoinkis, also known as my Uncle Peter. I went viral because my niece captured me falling down the stairs. It was about 3 flights of stairs. And right at the end when I landed, I went, "Oh, brother, this is going to leave a mark." And now most of the teens are making, you know, TikToks and duets and all that stuff off of me. And I, you know, it's pretty crazy.
It's lovely to meet you. Lovely to meet you. My daughter has a t-shirt that says, this is gonna leave a mark.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It happened about a month ago. Right now, my niece has about 600,000 followers based off of all the videos that she takes of me. And, yeah, it's
And how many
pretty...
followers do you have? Or does she have all the followers?
No, on my channel that my niece made for me, I have 7.6 million followers. And
okay.
Yeah.
So you're starting out then?
Yeah, I'm just starting out. This is all new to me. I'm very excited. I went to my first TikTok party, actually, which was very
fun. Oh, which one? Was it the one in El Segundo?
Yeah, I went to the one in El Segundo, that park in El Segundo. Where
I love El Segundo.
I love that park. It's such a good party park.
Yeah. I think I saw all you guys at that party park that day.
Yeah.
Good party park.
It was a lot younger than I thought it was going to be. It was a
Every
lot younger.
Every time I go to
crowd.
A TikTok party park, I gain like 100,000 followers. It's just like we see each other there. And mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you post a picture with somebody and then it just like it's explosive, you know? because people know that you were at the TikTok party part.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of how we have each other's back, sort of like in this social media space.
Yeah.
Coming from me, you know, I was at Petco. I was upset they didn't have my dog's kibble. And from then on, I've sort of become an advocate for all puppos. And I'm selling products online and I'm just living a life I never thought I would have dreamed.
I mean, I just have to say you're kind of my idol a little bit because bought your doggy skincare supplements and my dog loves them. Her hair is like gone, you know?
Right.
In like the way that I wanted.
Right. So what there's a basic shedding and then it eventually grows in the next 5 to 10 years.
So I'm kind of like a, I don't know, like a little twisted, and I kind of sometimes say devil's advocate kind of all the time. So Iris, my question for you is like, what would you say to those critics who are saying you are forcibly giving pets mange?
I would have to say, look at the science.
Okay, so I have looked at the science, and the scientists are saying you're forcing mange on animals.
Right, but it depends on what scientist and what source. You know, you look at, say, a website like Google. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is so much information out there that is false. So, you have to listen to the people that do have experience with dogs. Mm-hmm. I own one. And so I know. And coming from personal experience, I think I know what dogs are about since I have a dog.
You
yes.
have a dog.
Yeah.
So, right.
That's true. And Google is an interesting website and source. And if you see it on Google, then it's on the website.
Right. And you have to question. You have to think to yourself, what is Google? How did it get here? And why is it on Google?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to do your own research, always.
That blows my mind.
Right. But I would love to talk about, like, Iris, what was that first video like? Because you are really laying into this Petco employee. And did you find the comments were like positive or did people have a lot of mean things to say? Because people can be mean.
I turned the comments off, so I didn't see them.
Wow. You can do that?
Thank you. Yes. It sort of blocks out accountability in its entirety.
Bravo. Bravo.
Or you can exist. But I did find, you know, here I am a doggo mom and I cannot find a specific kibble. Mm-hmm. And I'm an advocate to all women out there that need the specific kibble for their dog. And the response was wild. I have about 25 million Instagram followers, mostly due to my new reality show.
What's that?
It's called Dog Mom.
Oh, I've heard about that.
It's TLC.
Yeah, TLC. Yeah. That's awesome. I heard you're also the first TV show exclusively partnering with Peloton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So cool. I love the Peloton.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's a fantastic way to get the juices flowing.
One where you put the dog on the Peloton? There's the whole series where the dog is on the Peloton.
My assistant actually built sort of a carrier under the handles. So he can just sit and watch me take my classes.
And to him, he's just sitting. To him, that's just sitting. Yeah.
But he knows. He knows that it's active. It's active time.
Are you planning to do maybe a guide, like a workout, the dog guided workout?
I am. Yes. So I have partnered with my good friend Selena Gomez, and we are actually doing a dog yoga class on the bike, but also on mat as well. Dog yoga. She, I don't know if you know Selena Gomez. She's very passionate about cooking as well as dogs, and we both share that in common. We're both just so silly.
That is the first thing, because Iris, I mean, you've yelled at, I've seen multiple videos of you yelling at employees, and the number one word that comes to my mind is silly.
Right.
Like, that's so silly that she's doing that.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it just gives me the giggles. So, I mean, like, congratulations on, you know, all your success pivoting to TV. I mean, has anyone else gotten opportunities off their videos, like in the traditional Hollywood way?
Oh. No, I'm the only one, I think.
Okay.
Well, I've had a couple appearances on Ridiculousness, Rob Dyrdek's show.
Oh, cool.
He's a lovely guy. They bring me on, and you know, sometimes things go awry. He put a big launcher in my seat one time and just launched me into the audience. And that was crazy because I landed.
Hot.
Yeah, I landed, and I turned to him and I go, "Rob, why?" And that, you know, people just loved it. It took off, that sound.
Well, and my daughter, she has a Rob Why t-shirt.
You're a father.
I'm a father, yeah.
Wow.
Skylar, you prank your grandma. How old is your daughter?
I prank my grandma. My daughter is 3.
See, for some reason, I thought you were much younger. I thought you were maybe 15 or 16. How old are you?
No, I'm 21.
Now, when your daughter runs around the playground, does she know that? Does she get talked about like your dad's Chug Lord? Your dad is the Chug Lord.
Oh yeah. You know, I don't know if other 3-year-olds are talking to her about that right now. Mm. But definitely they say, yeah, Chug Daughter. You know, I call her Chug Daughter on my website. I call her Chug Daughter obviously everywhere. Yeah, I've been doing this as Chug Lord. I first went viral in 2000, during Obama's years, 2015, 2016. I was in high school.
What a time.
I mean, that was really, to me, you know, and that was we were on Facebook, guys.
Wow.
That was freaking flipping balls.
Do you guys remember Facebook?
Do you guys remember Facebook? Remember going viral on Facebook?
I just got a Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm. Very interesting what's going on there.
Yeah.
I actually deleted my Facebook due to death threats.
You can do that?
Awesome. That's really awesome.
Yes.
So just, how are you guys blocking things? How are you guys not seeing comments and stuff? Because a lot of the time, it's just notifications on my phone. 7 million people just writing things on my phone. And it's kind of, I've had to get a whole nother phone because I don't understand.
You can actually turn those off. Did you know that? So, take out your phone.
Okay.
Go to your settings.
Okay. Oh, I love how-tos.
Okay.
We should be filming this.
Go to your
settings. This is a video.
Go to notifications.
Okay.
And select the apps that you want to turn off.
Okay. Oh.
There.
Quick, get out your phone. Get out your phone.
Wow.
That was not on purpose.
It's amazing when you fall. It's amazing.
He dropped his phone into the glass of water. The glass of water spilled over onto his seat. He slipped on the seat and he hit one of those soundproof pads on the side of this podcasting booth. The pad fell down and he got foam in his mouth.
You are a comedy genius.
Talk about a bad day.
Do you ever think about how if you fall over a bunch of times in a comic way and no one's there to record it, you've probably lost out on like $1 million. Because
true.
You cried so much off.
I look in the mirror when I'm going into the shower and I see my 12 abs. And I do a little move, right? I dance a little. And I go, oh, should have recorded it. That would have been a billion kajillion views. Mm. Yeah. Because that's also, I'll talk about this. I'd like to know who here identifies as a hot person. Because I also think that takes a big... As I went viral, I think mainly I taught people how to do the splits in 10 minutes and I'm an incredible dancer, and I dance sexy, but I think half of it is also because I'm so motherfucking France, I'm so fucking hot.
What was that France thing? Why did you say France in the middle there?
France, sometimes I forget,
You keep trying to tell us that you're not from France, but a lot of clues would indicate that you actually are from France.
Mm-hmm. My family is from France. I'm from London.
So a lot of you raised your hands when Francais said you're hot.
Yes.
Okay. How did you know that? Because is it what people are saying or what you believe or?
Mm-hmm. Both. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Because online, a lot of people are saying, you know, they want to do things. They want me to peg them. They want me to get
nice
pegged.
Guy.
And I'm not sure what any of those words mean.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't know. It makes me feel funky.
Here's a fun fact. Ever since I have created the platform I have for myself and my brand, the most money that I rake in monthly is actually feet pics.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Thank you. And I see it as an artistic service.
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think that's part of the whole package. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you have your art. My art, for example, is singing about the toilet paper shortage that happened in 2020. But then you
so
also
funny.
Your side hustle.
So funny.
That was honestly
Thank
goals
you.
For me.
So yeah. funny.
Thank
and
you.
I've got to say, me and my niece love all the follow-up songs. The parody that you did of Let It Be, but it was Wear a Mask. I yes. thought, man, this
Thank
kid.
Thank you so much.
And
that was so silly of you.
Your
I
parody,
love silliness.
Thank you.
Your
Thank
parody
you.
Of Let's Get It Started, but it was Let's Wear a Mask. I love
yeah.
that.
Can you give yeah. us a little excerpt? Can you give us a little excerpt? Maybe do
From,
it.
Do you want to hear Let It Go, but Wear a Mask? Or is it Let's Get It Started, but Wear a Mask? I mean,
Wait,
they're both viral. Which one do you want?
I think I loved the Lady Marmalade Wear a Mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was...
Be a lady, wear a mask.
No, 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 no.
So good.
Yeah. Be a lady, yeah. wear a mask. Absolutely
be a lady,
genius.
Wear a mask. And, you know, it's topical. It's touching on something important, but it's using a song that everyone is well known and really loves. And so I think it's helpful to get the message across to, you know, and I think I'm changing a lot of minds. I think I'm reinforcing things for, you know, people who already believe, who already are wearing masks. I think it's important mm-hmm. for them to remind them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think I would say that most of my fan base is mothers. Mothers who enjoy wearing masks, but not the anti-vax mothers. The mothers who, you know, believe in the right things and voted for Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
Mm. You know what
well,
I mean?
I get that. I have most of my followers. Why don't we ask this around? What's your base followers? Mine are mostly 15 to 17-year-old boys and girls. And I don't get it, and I don't know why, and I cannot figure out what they're trying to tell me with their sometimes what they write. I don't know. It seems all way above me, and I just feel like I'm drowning a lot.
What are
of
some
time.
Things that you don't understand? Like, what comments do you get that you don't understand what they're talking about?
They say a lot of things like, "Now that's a Winnebago," or "Whoa," or they do a lot of letters, or they say, you know, something like, Chris Paul brought me here, or you know, it seems like they're having conversations. They say some stuff like, this idiot fucking die. He's already gonna die. And I don't understand. Is that a joke? Do they want me to die?
Do they say chug a chug chug to you a lot? Because they say that to me.
Yes, they say chug a chug chug a lot.
I gotta reveal something to you guys. That's the Chug Lord Army. I sometimes tell
oh,
them.
See.
Chug Lord Army is my community. They're my people. They are my best friends. They're also sometimes my enemies, but they do every single thing that I tell them to. So sometimes I put out kind of I call it a Chug Bounty, and I say I say, hey, go. Go flood this person with chugga chugga chug.
So sweet.
That's so silly of you. Yeah.
This has been driving me insane. Okay. Absolutely insane.
Awesome.
For the last 2 weeks,
silliness.
Every single one, my phone just says chugga chug, chugga chug, chugga chug, chug, yeah. over and over again.
You're freaking welcome, my guy. And I wanted to bring that up, by the way. Winnebago is a Gen Z slang for a big, old, gorgeous guy that they want to be inside. So that means they love you.
Oh, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like himbo, but for old grandpas. But it's not a gilf. That's something completely different.
Completely. I think it's so good to talk about our fond bases.
Did you just say France bases?
Fan basis.
So
I've noticed. Uh-huh. I just wanted to share.
No good.
I just
want
like.
To know about
I like this silly circle of.
What
people.
Are the comments that you're getting?
Love me, baby. Please marry me. please take this rose. I love you. Show me feet. I get that one specifically quite
often. I get that one too a lot. Mm-hmm. That's the one I get a lot too.
One that I always get is theater kids deserve to be bullied, which I don't like. Which I don't like. But the comments from people who are above 60 are very, very supportive. So
I've sort of found that if you're hot, people aren't mean to you.
No, I have nobody mean. Nobody.
Right.
I found when anybody's mean to me, I just write ETG on the bottom of it. And that says to Chug Nation and this guy. That's what that stands for. And I never hear from that person again.
Wow.
It's pretty badass.
That's power. That's some silly power.
It's really silly kind of stuff.
It's really
silly. You're so silly.
You're actually really silly.
Stop. No, I'm not. No, I'm such a dork.
Really, oh, silly. Silly, silly.
Look who else is silly in here.
No. What's going on?
I'm pretty silly.
What's going on? What are we talking about?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. How do you guys feel about branded content? And
love it.
Do you have any stories about dealing with it? Yeah. You love it.
I love it. I love money. I have found that one of my favorite products to sell is toothpaste. I just sort of feel like it is something that hits my followers, and it's something we all use. And
is it the doggy kind or the people kind?
It's the people and doggy kind. It's interchangeable.
Oh.
And I posted a picture. It was sort of like an ass pick, but it was just the toothpaste sort of like in that area. Mm. And that was an easy 500K. And, you know, now I can finally go to Fiji.
So not to be, just to be specific. So it was your ass and the toothpaste was featured. Where was the toothpaste in relation to the ass?
Focused or no focused?
So I was sort of wearing this like bathing suit that was actually the same color of the toothpaste, which is so silly of me. Silly. And I just tucked it in the side.
Okay, so the toothpaste.
Like a to-go. Like it was on the way to the pool. You had the toothpaste in the pool.
Yes,
like,
because
let me tuck this into my bottoms to take this to the pool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like really aspirational. It's like what all the girls want to do, you know? If you see a girl with an ass doing it, then I want to do it. I want to do it a little bit. If you put a flip-flop in there, I'll buy a flip-flop.
Mm. Yes, I sort of just put anything near or around my ass and tried to sell it.
I have a question, Iris. What is your reality show about? Like, what do you do all day?
It's really silly. It's sort of just about me and my silly life. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I love tacos.
That's so silly.
And I make them and I eat them. I actually do eat them. I do.
That's so silly.
Yes. And it's, you know, meetings, so many meetings. I'm coming out with a book about my life. I was raised in a prison. I was a prison child.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Your parents your mom gave birth to you in prison?
And you just stayed there?
They didn't
they just
find
let you?
You
stayed there?
Until I was about 15, yes.
Didn't they just dress you up in orange jumpsuits, baby orange jumpsuits, and try to make you blend in?
It's so funny because that was actually my first blankie. Yes. Mm.
And to be clear, the show is about how much you love tacos.
Yes.
Not about
your past.
Okay,
that's just kind of the backstory.
So the book has a little bit of prison.
Yes.
And a lot of bit of dog kibble.
Yes. So I grew up in a prison. And when I'm actually a Mensa. And wow. I graduated.
Did they have school in there?
Yes, fantastic schooling, actually. The guards are prolific. And so I just learned and learned because there was no sunlight or activities. And I left because my mother died in the prison, so I left. And moved to Los Angeles and started dating J.C. Chazet. And
I met him. I met him the other day.
But wait.
Oh, did
what's
you?
What's your yeah. favorite taco? What's your favorite taco?
Shrimp.
Mmm.
Oh,
I'll be watching.
Yes. I can't wait. That sounds like a show that's, you know, jam-packed full of activity and, like, yes. different stuff each episode. And that's so inspiring that you were able to come from the internet and take over Hollywood.
I actually came from prison, and then I went to the internet.
Right. But, yes. So sorry.
Right. No, that's okay.
Well, I was going to ask Francie a question because I've seen a lot of your branded content. You talk a lot. It looks like you do a lot of... these pants won't rip types of content. Like people send you their flexible pants and then you do splits with them. And I was wondering, like, have you ever tried to do that and the pants did rip?
Unfortunately, I can't say because there have been a couple brands where the pants rip. But fuck it. I'm from London. Let me say it. Lululemon sent me a pair of leggings, and I put it on, did big split, big pirouette, and while I'm spinning, kapoop, bow, the pant ripped. And, you know, I don't have a funny bone in my body, because I thought for a moment, I said, in my back of my brain, because this is what happens when you make so much content, you go, do I spin this? The camera's rolling, right? I'm alone in my home in Monaco, and I could just keep going. I could just keep going and do funny bit, maybe similar to maybe Peter. Maybe just go, oh, dang it, oopsie, or something. I couldn't. I could not spin this in a funny viral way. So I terminated my contract with Lululemon. So yeah.
That's honorable.
Francais, I have a quick question. You said that you were in France as a child and now you're in London, but you also mentioned Morocco. So I just want to know, where are you from?
Born and raised London. Born and raised London.
Is that a phrase you guys use a lot there? Born and raised London.
It just feels to me, I guess I feel like absolutely psycho, but it feels like you're hiding something. It feels like you're not telling us something.
I am a very cultural person. Born and raised, giddy up, London.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute.
This is giddy up is not
a friend.
I think
I kind of recognize you from somewhere. Are you that kid in that viral video from 2008 who smashed a watermelon in her head and then had to change schools?
Shut the fuck up, you little piece of shit. Nobody likes you.
Oh my god, you're a watermelon girl.
No,
watermelon girl. I heard about watermelon girl. I heard she had to move towns.
Turn the cameras off, you little fucking cunt. Nobody likes your music. All of you suck. Get me out of here.
I'm sorry. Can somebody explain to me what Watermelon Girl is? Because I've had a couple watermelons dropped on my head, and I'm wondering if I need a move.
I did that on OnlyFans for a moment. Is that what we're talking about?
See, but I also have an OnlyFans. What is it? What am I doing on OnlyFans? What is this?
Well,
because
so
I get a lot of weird requests.
Here's the thing. It is only for fans.
Yeah, I got
so
that.
So if you want your fans to see more of you in the literal sense, that is where they go.
Yeah, Peter, so basically your niece set you up on a website that is primarily for sex work, but it also can do other stuff too. Like
this makes a lot of sense. She's been wanting me to send her a lot of pictures of just my nipple, saying she's worried about my skin.
That is so funny you said that, because what I've been doing lately is just sending just a very zoomed in photo of my left nipple.
That's exactly
it. And that's it. And that is what they want. I don't know why the one left nipple is zoomed in. It's so popular right now, just the one. I'll do both.
Yeah. And I've been getting a lot of show button, belly button. Everyone's been saying show button, show button, show button, show button. So that's what I've been doing.
Maybe you should do like a chug button type situation.
Oh, yeah. Well,
chug your button.
There's this thing I've been working on called the chug button, where if you donate the most to OnlyFans after I chug something, say, you know, a gallon of fruit punch from Popeyes, you can press the chug button, which is push my belly button really hard and see if I puke.
Oh,
so I have fans come over to my house. I have fans come over to my house in Mira Vista, and we do that a lot together.
That is very innovative content.
Yeah, we're pushing boundaries over at Chugglers. I am getting out of chugging, as I said, but you got to kind of feed that beast. You know what I mean? People know me for my chugging, so you got to keep doing it.
So. I heard that you actually are starring in a film.
I am. Yeah, I am starring in a film. It is about an openly gay World War II medic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's inspiring and yeah. Silly.
It's definitely silly.
And it's a comedy, yes?
Well, so that's what I'm bringing to it. And right. I'm hoping to make it I'm kind of trying to bring that humor and that levity. But I think I'm going to. Like, it's really exciting, to be honest, because, you know, I'm just kind of like, what can we put here? You know, what can he drink here? You know, what can he right. do this? Like, where maybe, like, you know, we bring my grandma while she's sleeping here, and then, like, she can wake up on set and be like, oh, my right. God, I'm back in the Blitz, because she survived that in London in, right. in the 40s.
Yes.
So we're doing stuff. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to change entirely, which I was going to ask you guys about. Like, do you guys have opportunities that might change who you are, and how are you reacting to that?
Well, I'm actually writing a docuseries with Jason Biggs right now.
You're writing a docuseries?
Is it about your prison?
It is about my time in prison. I was not an inmate. I was just the child of one. But yes, it is a comedic docuseries because I love silliness. I do. I have to say, I must be honest.
Can I ask you a personal question? What was your mom in for?
She murdered an entire medical building.
Oh.
By medical building, do you mean hospital or just a place where people go work in the medical field?
Like a sperm bank or an
administrative billing.
Administrative.
I wanted to have some anonymity to the story, but yes, it was a sperm bank, if you must know.
Wow.
Yes.
Dope.
Wow. She just went into a rage and murdered everyone at the sperm bank because she was convinced that her ex was getting rid of all of his sperm.
So, and if I'm putting the dots correctly together here, she killed a bunch of people at a sperm bank, went to jail, and then gave birth. So did she steal some from the sperm bank?
That is the question. I have for years been trying to find my father. That is also a part of the docuseries. I have always, always thought that my father is Rob Schneider.
Okay. In the movie The Animal?
Yes, and the movie The Hot Chick. But I just sort of feel this kinship to him. I've gone up to him at shows. There is a restraining order involved. He is sadly not my father. But I'm still looking.
Well,
sorry to be a downer. It's just my life.
Oh no,
I don't understand.
It's my fault.
I'm still not fully grasped what a docuseries is, so I kind of missed that.
Well, I just want to say I'm inspired by the way you spoke candidly about your life, which will lead me into an apology for my outburst and calling you Violet a cunt. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize.
Okay. I get a lot of comments like that. I get a lot of comments that say Glee was canceled 10 years ago, so shut the fuck up, cunt. and it doesn't bother me. It doesn't
Violet,
bother me.
I want to say that about Violet. You are unflappable, by the way. I feel you're also a huge, huge advocate about mental health. I feel like you talk about it every single time, every single video. Can you let us in on that kind of process for you?
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, I will post a video about wearing a mask. And then I will get a lot of hateful comments. And then I will get upset. And so my next video is about the importance of mental health. And then I will post another coronavirus video. And then I will post one about mental health. And then I'll post about coronavirus. And then I'll be about mental health again. And so it's sort of this cycle, you know, where I post a video, it destroys me, and then I become an advocate for mental health. And so I'm really enjoying this journey I had. I am in talks with Hulu for an hour-long special called the Violet Jacobs Coronavirus Extravaganza. But they
have kind of stopped. What an extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza. I was going to sing a lot of different songs on the piano and the ukulele about the COVID-19. And recently, they have stopped returning my calls. And so I'm kind of just hoping things will get worse as a society so that, you know, because I think it's an important story about COVID-19 and also my personal mental health, and it deserves to be told.
I love that song you have, Party in the USA, Go to Therapy.
Party in the USA, Go to Therapy, it kind of bombed a little bit compared to the mask stuff. When I try and non-mask stuff,
I saw a lot of hate on that.
Yeah, people are a little
I've got to be honest, I did not like that. And I also was contributing to the hate.
Peter.
It got under my skin.
Violet, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You do talk a lot about depression on your page.
Mm-hmm.
I was sort of under the impression that depression is a myth, and I sort of just like I was sad for a time, and then I just started eating like more bananas and kiwi, and I'm not sad anymore. I'm trying to just understand, like, is that like a thing for hot people where they are not depressed, and how can I relate?
Well, I will try and explain it to you as good as I can. I think I'm rather hot, but not a lot of other people think so, but that's okay. Sometimes, you know, I am a fan of your videos, and I have tried to follow your banana to happiness plan.
Yes.
But sometimes I eat a banana and then I log on, and then someone calls me a theater dork little cunt face. And so then I get a little upset.
I gotta apologize. That might have been me. I was just in a rage about
Peter.
That one video. I'm so
Why?
Sorry.
Peter?
Why so not under my
so
skin.
So weird you hate that video
it
so got much.
Got under my Peter. Skin. I love all your other videos, but Party in the USA, Go to Therapy, I hated it. I
Peter,
absolutely hated it.
Is it the tune?
It wasn't. It didn't line
up. Song, you had to go to therapy.
Was it your mood?
Didn't line up.
Your head like
correctly.
Yeah to your therapist. Moving my hips like yeah to your therapist.
Their rhythm was off. Stop it. Stop it.
Violet.
The better one's on my way.
I wanted to
I
be
swear
very
to God. Oh no, Peter!
Oh no,
not Peter. Again.
Oh no, he's tumbling. He's tumbling down the stairs. No, he's hitting.
Oh look,
he's hitting the last panel.
Somehow he's going through a slide.
Oh, watch out for that big bucket of paint.
Oh no, he has a beehive on his head.
Oh, he's falling in that ball pit.
I can't wait for the one-liner.
Here, everyone, shut up.
Shh, he's going to say something. He's going to say it.
I caramba Christmas cakes.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Why are you clapping?
Now that
Why
was a
are
weird
you
one.
Clapping? Why? I don't get this. I don't understand why people clap and applaud. Why is this happening to me? Why?
Peter, I think that you need to take some balance classes.
Yes. Balance. You can take those?
Oui.
Yes, I actually have a balance class that is available on abc.com. But
abc.com.
brand partnership.
That's great. Congratulations.
You can just swipe up.
You can
swipe up on that website?
Swipe up.
You mean scroll down?
Swipe up on
is that
swipe up? Swipe
the podcast? ABC and swipe up.
Just swipe up.
If, guess if you're swiping up the it's okay.
Iris seems to have gone a little catatonic. I think,
it's a thing you only get when you get 25 million followers. Iris? I think they give you swipe up to like Iris. On that.
Is she okay?
I think
swipe
she might
up.
Be having a stroke. Iris.
Swipe up.
Iris.
Her eye Iris. Is twitching like crazy.
Swipe up.
Iris. Iris.
Swipe Iris. Up.
Iris.
Oh no, her cheek is going.
Iris.
Swipe Iris. Up.
Somebody get her medical
attention. Okay, wait, everybody
stop
me. Back.
Bring her back. Money.
Money. Bananas.
Sorry. I went into a place that was dark.
No, I did the same. I think we all aren't used to being around a table for long. I'm not used to making anything that's longer than 20 seconds.
You dropped right. your accent completely there until the last word second.
Well, we know it's fake. I don't even know why you went back to it, Watermelon Girl.
I know. You can be yourself.
It's for me. It's for me.
Yeah, Watermelon Girl, I am so inspired
Please
by your story.
Please call me
Okay,
so your name is France.
France.
My name is France because what happened was a watermelon fell on my face, okay? And it went viral. And I was a little sad girl, okay? And I decided to move to London and rename myself France, okay?
That is well thought out.
Yeah, how old were you when you came up with that?
Bulletproof plan, I think.
When a 12-year-old girl gets...
Watertight plan.
When a 12-year-old girl gets bullied on the internet so hard and mm-hmm. just tons of watermelons being sent to her home, you say, fuck this. I'm getting on a plane, Mom. She didn't understand the plan and I didn't either, frankly. But I have not dropped it until this very moment. Mm. And that's why I will go back.
But fire,
how many
but,
watermelons do you would you estimate?
I was sent watermelons. I want to say 1,000 a day to me and my mom's home, a white picket wow. fence in Connecticut. Just watermelons wow. being dropped off every day, thrown at wow. my mother, thrown at my father.
Those are seasonal fruit too. They just must yeah. be traveling so from all they, over.
Yeah, they really had to hunt them down after a certain point.
They were vendetta.
They're a lot harder out of season, too. They're a lot more firm out of season, so that right. winter probably is tougher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, you do not want to be struck by a winter watermelon.
Absolutely not.
And no. I have. Hence, off to London for me.
Yeah. I've chugged watermelons whole.
I've ingested a whole watermelon inside of myself. Mm.
You made one? Hmm? In your stomach? Did you say in?
No.
What?
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Violet? Your face Violet. Is turning red, Violet.
Oh, great. It's Violet's turn to melt down. Violet, come back. Violet.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I hold my breath.
Uh-oh.
Violet, don't pass out. Violet.
Breathe, Violet.
Breathe.
What do you want to say? 525,600. Wear a mask. Yeah, come on.
525,600. Wear a mask.
Well, are you done?
525,600. Wear a mask. How do you measure wearing your mask? Okay, I'm back.
Violet, are you ghostwriting a musical for James Corden?
Yes. I am not supposed to talk about it, but
tell us about it.
Well, so he actually, you know, he saw one of my videos. He saw, oh my gosh, which one was it? It was the Michael Jackson one. It was Thriller, Wear a Mask.
I love the one where
I say, Thriller, wear a mask. And yes. He saw that.
So smart, so funny. I love that
Poignant.
One.
Poignant.
Thank you. That was one of the big ones for me. And
that one
so
threw me off, too.
Quick aside, has James Corden gotten out of any of y'all's DMs? Like, he is constantly up my freaking jock.
He told right? me he's really everywhere. To pour gravy inside of his gaping mouth once.
He's the one who said, I want to peg you silly. I want to peg you silly. I want to make you my little piggy.
Yes, he DM'd me and said, I know you're the watermelon girl. Get away from Morocco. I'm going to put a watermelon up your coochie.
Wow.
That's so funny because he didn't.
He didn't DM you.
He didn't
you
say
back.
Any of those things to me.
What did he say to
any
you?
Of those things. He didn't say any of things. I'm starting to think I'm not attractive because he didn't say any of those things to me. He said, do you want to write a musical together? Do you want to write a musical about a little pig who's different? What the fuck?
Violet, we're all getting aggressively hit on and you're getting work. I mean, that's good for some people, right?
That must be so ugly. That means
I'm
so ugly.
I'm still selling nipple pictures on OnlyFans. I mean...
Yeah.
And most of my money comes from merchandise and my podcast.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
it's
Violet.
Okay.
It is a fantastic thing you're doing.
Tell us about the musical. What's it about?
So it's about a pig who's different. And it's a pig who, you know, he's in the farm and he's a little smaller than all the other pigs. And it's about his journey to be okay with that. Because all the other pigs are bigger than him, and they say, hey, little small pig, you're too small to be in this farm. And so he sings this great song, which I'm not even supposed to talk about, but maybe this will drop after, so it'll be okay. But he sings this great song called Be Yourself, Wear a Mask. And it's also about the coronavirus. Wow.
It's still about COVID.
Amazing.
It's slated to release in 2023, so look out for that. And I'm really excited.
And so James Corden is playing the little pig, yes?
He's playing the little pig. He is executive producing. And he has not returned my calls in a couple days.
I got to be honest. I did not like what it was about at the beginning. The whole little pig thing did not.
Got to let off, Violet. You are so high,
I'm just,
Peter.
I don't know what's happening, but it pissed me off.
For someone who can barely walk across a room, you have a lot to say about other people's work.
Just because I can't walk across a room doesn't mean I can't critique art, okay?
Peter, what's the art behind you?
The art on the ground is...
There he goes again.
I've fallen in mud.
Why is there mud in your house?
I don't know. It rained. It rained recently. And the mud just came pouring in.
So you had a mudslide?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's what they would call it. A big mudslide. I opened my door. A bunch of mud came in. My niece says, it rained last night. And I just look at her and I go, what are we going to do with all this mud?
Do you think your niece is kind of responsible for a lot of your misfortune? Or do you think that just happens on its own?
I think it might just happen on its own.
That's fair.
Okay, I'm going to take a fishbowl question.
All right.
Here we go. Let me just... This one is very interesting. How has your life changed after fame?
Oh, wow. Fantastic question, Peter. Thank you for asking me that specifically. I think that I live now in a very ugly modern home where all the walls are glass, and I couldn't be happier.
Goals. Vibes. Goals.
Goals.
Yes.
That's goals and vibes.
I am starting a vlog, actually, which I am excited about, and... I am the content creator I always wished I would be. And if you want me to go into more detail about how I am feeling about my successes, we can extend this conversation to another hour if you would like.
Maybe that can be an OnlyFans feature or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think for me, fame was pretty crazy. It caused some harm in my emotional.
Uh-oh. Kyler's having his meltdown.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I just need some water. I just need 3 gallons of water. One second.
Oh, wow. It's going down so fast.
That was a gallon a second.
I'm good.
You must have a gaping throat.
I have a big old throat, and that is a problem for me now.
Huge toilet.
I can't say, honestly, I use a toilet that they built for Shaquille O'Neal at the Staples Center.
Oh,
and
okay.
I bought it after. His own toilet.
You bought it after?
I bought it after.
After it was done.
But here's the deal. What happened with me was I flew a little too close to the sun with chugging, and that is the reason that I am transitioning to pranking grandma because I did chug creek water. I chugged a whole creek, and not only did I give myself Giardia, I also completely killed an entire forest ecosystem because I drank all the water.
Wow.
And I was responsible for animal deaths, and I was responsible for months of diarrhea. And
you got in all that, legal trouble, right?
People, I got really in that legal trouble, and of course I said, hey, you know, Chug Nation ETG, and the lawyers disappeared, and we're fine. But it was tough because I just kind of started realizing the ramifications of my actions, once you realize that, you think you're playing in this fake world. Like, you go on TikTok, you go on Instagram, you go on, you know, Twitter, you're making these funny things for these people that you're never going to meet. And then you look around and the people you have met and the people you love every day are in pain and hurt. And so that's why I said, I can't do this anymore. And I started putting, you know, shock collars on my grandma in her sleep. Taking care of the people around me and realizing the people around me and looking out for them and, replacing her medication with ecstasy, stuff like that. Like,
I just feel like that might hurt your grandma. You talking about her?
No. My grandma.
What are the kind of comments that you get on those videos?
Well, Chug Nation loves it, right? Because they're like, fuck boomers, fuck boomers, fuck boomers. Like, that's mostly what people
say. I get those. Yeah. I get that.
I heard that, Demi Lovato loves your videos.
Demi does. Me and Demi are homies for sure. Demi is
That's a fantastic thing. You know, you should definitely exploit that friendship.
It's a fantastic thing.
You know, Demi, they want to come over and prank my grandma. I'm actually getting a lot of makeup put on Demi, and they are going to pretend to be my grandmother's deceased husband.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then Demi's gonna come out. Demi's gonna come out and sing "Cool for the Summer" as my late grandfather Larry.
Amazing! Wow.
I'm really looking forward to that. That's actually it's being sponsored by Minute Maid, so that's gonna be really fun.
Congratulations!
Look at all the incredible stuff we're all doing with all of these incredible people. I mean, it's wild and so silly.
Truly, it's. It's so silly, and I just want to say...
Whoa.
Watermelon Girl? Are you trying out a new
idea? This isn't Watermelon Girl. This isn't France. Who is this?
Is that Miss Piggy?
It's me, Miss Piggy. And I just want to say I hope that though we're being recorded on a platform, I can trust everybody here to not tell anyone that I'm Watermelon Girl.
Is this your real voice or your fake voice?
Have you changed identities?
I restart every couple of hours.
But you go well,
now you sound like Holly Hunter.
I was gonna say that. You lost Holly Hunter.
This is a brutal process to watch happen and right in front of you.
Violet, how did your life change after after the virality and the fame?
Oh, well, I'm not really the type who, like, my numbers are really, 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 really high, but I don't get noticed in like supermarkets or bars or anything. I don't go to bars. I don't drink. But like,
how
I don't
old
get
are
noticed.
You, Violet?
I am 22. I just
you're
graduated.
Older than me. Shit.
yeah. I'm 22. I just graduated from musical theater school in South Carolina, and what was the question? Fame. Oh, fame and fortune. I'm really famous in elderly homes. I've been touring the retirement circuit, and I've been singing kind of like older school songs like New York, New York, wear a mask. It's up to you, New York, wear a mask.
I think you and my niece would get along very well. If you ever want to come over and just meet my niece and hang out, let me know.
Oh, yeah?
I think you guys would get along. Yeah.
What's she like?
She's 12. Her name is Denise. She's very nice and very lovely, and she loves, you know, the Minecraft and the online stuff. So
I don't think I've ever met a 12-year-old named Denise.
You just didn't meet them when they were 12.
That's a very good point, Chuglord. You're so silly.
I am really silly. And I actually got a lot of facts. I'm coming out with the bathroom book, kind of facts and thoughts and things I'm thinking about. Because after 10 p.m., I post deep TikToks, kind of about thoughts and facts and stuff. So that's kind of stuff that I think about.
Thoughts and facts.
Who is that now?
Does anybody have a last question to ask?
I wanted to ask myself a question.
Please. Please, go for it.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted to ask myself, when did you know that you were meant for big things? And the answer to that would have to be, I was sitting in the jail yard at a table, and I was reading a 15-year-old Us Weekly magazine. And I thought to myself, wow, I would love to be on the best dress list of this magazine. And from that point forward, I just thought to myself, I am destined for fame. Thank you.
Do you want us to answer that question? Or was that just kind of just...
No, you don't have to.
Okay, does anybody else have another question?
My question is, where can I follow you guys? What are your plugs?
You can contact my attorney for those things.
Okay.
Okay, you can follow me at Peter Des Moines Falls Down. That is my niece's account for me. And then you can also follow my real account at The Re Peter Des Moines. I missed the L when typing it in, and I have not figured out how to change my name. So that's The Re-R-E-A Peter. It looks like The Reap Eater Dismoinkus. But I do not eat reaps. So that's you can also follow me now. I've got a thing coming out on Snapchat. I don't know what it is. I just had people following me around for a couple of weeks. And they said it was going to be on Snapchat. So
great. You can follow me on Twitch at Chuglord, Twitter Chuglord, TikTok Chuglord, Instagram Chuglord, and then The Gayest Man in Berlin is coming out September 2023.
I think that's really great that you're doing that. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
I can't wait to see The Gayest Man in Berlin. I can't wait.
Where can we follow you?
At France does spits.
Okay. No spits. And where can we follow Watermelon Girl?
Fuck off.
Well, you can follow me at Violet Keeps Us Sane on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. That's where I talk and sing all about the crazy, crazy world of COVID-19. And I would just like to say sometimes people mix this up. Sometimes people follow an account that is fake that is not me. It's called Violet Jacobs Cringe. Those are all of my videos presented without comment, but for nefarious reasons. So those are not mine. Follow me at Violet Jacobs Keeps Us Sane, because that's what I'm doing.
I'm so sorry. I think I've been following you at the cringe one this whole time.
Oh, that's why. So if you follow my actual ones, then I think you'll like them.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I was just picking up on what the creator of that account was throwing down, almost brainwashing me to hate you.
Yeah, they were putting their own little spin on it. But you should follow
me. So the one about... where you're singing the song and it's all the farts in the background, that isn't you. That's not actually your video.
That isn't me. That is not me. Party in the USA, Go to a Therapist does not have any farts in it, despite what the other videos that went viral as well may have to say.
Okay. Well.
Wow. Violet, when you sing us out.
Okay. So this is one of my viral hits. It's called WAM. WAM, wear a mask.
I love this one.
Certified mask. 7 days of mask. Wet ass mask. Make that wearing a mask. We've got some masks in this house. Got some masks in this house. Got some masks.
This has been Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists, answering the question, and that's why they call it show business. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Angela Gerritana.
I'm Jeremy Colhane.
I'm Patrick McDonald.
And I'm Kylie Brakeman. Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists is an improvised Hollywood Roundtable podcast available on iTunes and Spotify.
You can follow us at AOAOAOAPod on Twitter and Instagram.
That's right, four A's with three O's in between, then pod.
Music for this week's episode was provided by Gabriel Ponton.
Our guest today was Caitlin Riley. You can follow her on Instagram at HiCaitlinRiley and on TikTok at It'sCaitlinRileyHello. Please be sure to rate and review our podcast and give us 5 stars because we deserve it.
That's all for now. Good night, Hollywood.